This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's no news to farmers that American agriculture uses freight train cars on the nation's railroads to ship commodities to ports for overseas shipping. But the Washington Post says freight railroads lost out to Amtrak in a recent dispute that went before the Surface Transportation Board. The dispute was over whether or not Amtrak's passenger trains have an absolute right-of-way over cargo trains. The Transportation Board withdrew a proposal supported by the freight industry that would have altered the law giving passenger trains preference over cargo carriers. Amtrak feels current law says their trains have an absolute right to go first over cargo carriers. The freight industry said they interpret the law as more of a preference, meaning the freight needs should be taken into account against the passenger industry. In December, the Transportation Board issued a proposal to define the term preference as not being absolute, which meant they seemed willing to give some preference to the freight industry. After the proposal was withdrawn, the freight industry said it will comply with current law while assessing its legal options. In other news, a recent survey of over 2,000 farmers showed increasing support for cover crops and found higher yields for the fourth year in a row for corn and soybean fields after using cover crops. The American Seed Trade Association says multi-year data shows increasing yields as cover crops are planted year after year. Farmers surveyed said their use of cover crops has grown steadily, averaging just under 300 acres per farm in 2015, and projected use will grow to 339 acres per farm in 2016. Corn yields rose 3.4 bushels per acre after using cover crops, and soybean yields increased 1.5 bushels. Data showed the corn yields jumped 8.3 bushels per acre after cover crops were used four consecutive seasons, and soybean yields pushed up 2.4 bushels per acre for the same time period. The Seed Trade Association news release pointed out that those numbers reflect good growing years and that cover crops really show their worth in challenging years. They help soils improve their capacity to hold more moisture, and water infiltration also improves. They can also minimize cash crop loss due to stress. Cover crops also reduce soil erosion, improve soil health, and increase organic matter in the soil. Well, last week, M&M Service Company held their Solutions at Work Field Day, and Steve Ring of Kearns & Associates was the featured speaker. Steve's main goal was to provide financial advice to farmers to help them manage risk and have a profitable operation. Steve just gave a presentation at the M&M Field Day. Give us a little bit of background about yourself. Tell us about the company that you work for and what your job is.
Katie, I started out, if people know me from the area, I was a manager at Hog Inc. for about 19 years and helped grow their feed and grain division. We started out with just a paper company and lost our minds in 1998 and bought a feed mill when hogs were tough, and was successful enough that we built that operation up into 2014 is when I left, and I've been with Joe Kearns and Kearns & Associates out of Ames, Iowa for the last 2.5 years. So it's we work primarily with livestock producers across the country. We touch a high percentage of the pork producers, and we've got some egg layers and a duck client that we work with. So we're diversified, but mostly pork producers.
And today your presentation, I believe the title was The 2016 Drought, a little bit of irony there. And you touched on a lot of different things, but really what you were trying to do today, I think, was give some financial advice and tips for farmers. So maybe share with us some of the key takeaways from your presentation.
Yeah, so when Brian asked me to do the presentation, he wanted to know what I was going to call it. And I tend to be a little sarcastic at times and try to put some humor into educating people. And with all the talk this spring about how the drought was going to hit and we had the La Nina coming in, everybody was so focused on the drought. And I think people bought into the concept, and out of fairness, we were extremely dry going into June. And if you look at the numbers, you know, some of the data I presented, June was a tough month for moisture. Well, we've more than made up for it here in July. And so it just was a natural fit because producers had bought into the drought scenario and hadn't thought, what happens if we don't have a drought? And of course, things played out differently than what a typical La Nina might have been, because you know, in a typical La Nina, you transition to hot, dry. And while, you know, early on we weren't hot, and then we started getting warm, and then that was followed by a lot of moisture. So it wasn't a typical year, and it was just something maybe to get the guys' attention. And then what I tried to touch on is, what does it mean from here? You know, and talked in terms of knowing cost of production and what happens when a market gets to a certain point. You know, is it a good time to sell, and don't get caught up in what might be, you know, the $6, $7 corn phenomenon that we were hearing by some of the meteorologists.
And you had a saying that you used, it was good till canceled. So maybe, I know you said you borrowed this from a friend of yours, but kind of talk about what went along with that.
Okay, so this applies to a producer that might have an offer to sell corn or soybeans at a local elevator. And a client that we know out in Nebraska, they said that they have something called good till canceled. And that's where a producer has an offer on the books, and then the price hits its target, and they cancel it. And the point behind that was, is if they set a target, it was probably a good price target to begin with, and unless they're having some crop issues, you know, maybe stay with it. Don't cancel it. So it's being, again, a little bit funny, but they were serious that they have a lot of good till canceled offers.
Another key message, you know, that goes right along with the good till cancel is to have a marketing plan and stick with it and really try to watch some trends as they happen.
Yeah, and that was my other message is set price points. You know, develop some sort of plan where you need to be, know your cost of production, and when you get to certain price points, don't be afraid to lock them in. And then the other message that I was throwing out there is if options haven't worked for you in the past, it might be something to consider, you know, investigating again. There's definitely a place for options and futures. And with the nice thing about a long-only option is at least you have a known cost, and that's all it's going to cost you if you're buying a put or buying a call. All you have at risk is your premium.
Steve, it's been very nice talking with you. Any other final thoughts, or if farmers would have questions or like more information, how could they reach out to you?
Well, if they look at KearnsandAssociates.com, there's a website with contact information. We're out of Ames, Iowa. I still live in Springfield, Illinois, and drive around the countryside. The other message would be is, you know, really work with their local people. Find a mentor to help them with some of their marketing decisions. You know, just try to do a better job of what they're good at growing crops. There's no question about being good at growing crops, but the ones that are really successful do a good job marketing also.
And once again, Steve Ring of Kearns and Associates. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.